Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Get coach. Welcome back to Union High School Tunnel Stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the Union Redskins have defeated the Bocanero Tigers 40-24 in the state quarterfinals of 6A1 football in Oklahoma. And they'll move on to the state semifinals next week, next Friday night. It seems Jinx will be the opponent, the number one ranked team in the state. They are leading sophomore at last report, but that was third quarter, so we can't really wrap that up yet. And there's also speculation where the game might be played. The word is it likely will be neutral site, of course. It'll be Bocanero High School, the Tigers' fine field there. So the Tigers' football team may be done, but they may have another game for their stadium here this season if the state 6A semifinal is indeed next Friday night there. But Union wins it here tonight, 40-24. And, Zach, after that stunning start to the game where Bocanero jumped out with an 89-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game to take a 7-0 lead, the Redskins pretty much took over and dominated and win their ninth game of the season, and they go into the state semifinals with four wins in a row.
Yeah, that's a great streak to be on. And, you know, unfortunately for the Tigers, they really came out with a fire behind them. And that first touchdown, I was really shocked. They came out on fire, and I thought they would continue with that. But Union adjusted their defense and really shut them down for quite a little bit of that time. And they didn't score again until almost all the way through the end of the game.
Redskins head football coach Kirk Frederick down on the field with us now. Doc Blevins just handed the microphone over to him. And, Coach, congratulations. State quarterfinal victory and on to the semifinals next week. Talk about this game tonight, the way your team shook off that quick bomb by Bocanero to start the game.
Yeah, they obviously that Bocanero has a good football team, came out with a great plan, and they were able to, came out with kind of a trick formation and something maybe we had not seen from them, but seen in the past, and that one's on me. I should have called a timeout or had an adjustment to that. And I told the kids that you guys weren't responsible for that one at all, and that one's on the coach. Settle down, start playing some defense, and they did a great job.
Well, Coach, your big star stepped up as usual tonight. Shamari Brooks, we have his 27 carries, 6 yards, 2 touchdowns rushing, 1 passing. But we've selected Grady Davenport, your senior quarterback, in his final game here on the home field. We had him as 15 of 19 passing, 211 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, he played very well, did a nice job distributing the ball. Obviously, Kyrie Richardson, had a big game early on. They were definitely going to try to pack the box, and we need to make them pay with some of the passing game, and Grady did a nice job.
I think it looks like you guys really took out it, like you said, on the passing game, which looked phenomenal this week, and Davenport looked well. What do you look forward to as you put this together, as we start to build that steam in the locomotive? What do you look forward to next week and as the team, aspect?
Well, it's going to take all aspects. We're going to have to be able to run the football, be able to throw the football. And came out in week 11, and we're able to do some of those things. Also, we were able to kick a nice field goal as well. So,
wow, yeah.
A couple of them there. So, to me, it'll take all three phases to try to win a championship. We're just excited we get to move on and have another opportunity.
Talk about that talented sophomore kicker, Kirk. Noah Rauschenberg, what we believe was a school record 52-yarder to be the first score.
He just continues to get better and better. And we've had our eye on him since about the seventh grade. We knew he was a heck of a kicker. Continues to gain confidence and, just ask for an opportunity, and we've been giving it to him as of late, and he's done a nice job.
I suppose you are the kicking coach as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have. The other thing, things to get overlooked just a little bit is, Jordan Starks is a three-year guy that's been our holder there and done a nice job. Takes a lot out of that. And Cade Brown, the snapper, has done a really nice job. Obviously, the protection has to be there, but for a sophomore to step in there and carry his team like that was a great job by Noah.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the quarterfinal victory. We don't know exactly the opponent. We kind of think Jenks has the lead on sophomore, but that's been a close game and not exactly sure of the site. Talk about Bocanero, but it looks like possibly, and what a surprise it could be. Once again, the two big powers of Oklahoma football, Union and Jenks, to square off again to see who goes for the championship.
Well, I've been here 20 years, and that would be I've been here 10 years. That'd be number 20. So
wow.
We've faced each other many times. Thank you, guys.
Coach, congratulations. Head football coach Kirk Frederick. We'll have our player of the game, quarterback Grady Davenport, the senior, when we come back on Redskins football as the Union Redskins move on to the state semifinals, beating Broken Arrow here tonight, 40-24. Take a break here on KRMG.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bob Hurley RV is Oklahoma's fifth wheel powerhouse. Save thousands on fifth wheels like the Cougar by Keystone, the Cardinal by Forest River, or the Starcraft Solstice. Right now, it's $35,000 off. That's right. Take more than $35,000 off MSRP on the 2016 Starcraft Solstice, and it comes with a 2-year warranty. Bob Hurley RV, I-44 just west of Highway 75, or bobhurleyrv.com.
$500 finance rebate. Stock number R2653. Sale price $86,899. All rebates to dealers. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Over 70 years ago, a tradition of excellence was born.
When a young man named Ernest Moody opened Moody's Jewelry.
From humble beginning to being voted best of the best, the A-list winner, and many more that show we're Tulsa's favorite jeweler.
Home to the designer jewelry and fine watches you love.
To celebrate this milestone, Moody's is having the biggest sale of the year.
Diamond engagement rings, anniversary rings, earrings, bracelets, colored gemstone jewelry, and so much more.
With spectacular once-a-year savings store-wide.
This is the perfect time to get that perfect gift for your someone special or even just for yourself.
Come celebrate a family tradition started 3 generations ago at Moody's Jewelry Store-Wide Anniversary Sale.
Moody's Jewelry Store-Wide Anniversary Sale.
Moody's Jewelry in Tulsa's most fashionable shopping destination.
For hours and locations, go to moodysjewelry.com.
You see that look? Must be Moody's.
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but 1 in 5 Oklahoma kids live with it every day, increasing their risk for respiratory infections, earaches, and asthma. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Tulsa Union High School, where the Redskins celebrate a 40-24 win over Broken Arrow in the state quarterfinals. Move on to the semifinals next Friday night. Union with a 9-2 record now, and two of those 9 victories over the Broken Arrow Tigers. They beat in the second game of the season here, 4-7, and tonight win 40-24. The Tigers finished their season at 6-5, and that includes 2 losses to Union and 1 to Jenks. So they've lost some of the powers of Oklahoma football, certainly, as well. So Coach David Alexander and his team, with a lot of injuries this season, give a real battle here tonight, but in their season here this evening as the Tigers fall to the Redskins and Union moves on to the state semifinals. Well, Doc Blevins, we named Grady Davenport our senior quarterback.
He's here.
As our player of the game. So we'll have Doc ready to talk to him here in a moment there. What a great night for Grady. We had him. Zach, what are those stats for Grady Davenport unofficially here?
Got 15 for 19, 211 yards, and 3 tucks.
3 touchdowns. Okay, Doc, he's all yours. With Grady Davenport, senior quarterback in his final game.
Do have Grady, and I had asked Braden Spicer to come over. We're going to talk to him, too. First of all, Braden, great defensive effort tonight, and they were better this go around than they were earlier in the year, and you all found a way to stop them.
Yes, we did. You know, we just had a great defensive game plan going into the game, and we were just able to go with it.
Do you because these are neighbors and because they don't like us very much,
Does that kind of fire you up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Congratulations on a great game. And Grady, obviously, they came in here tonight saying, we're going to try to stop the run, and we're going to make Grady beat us. And that was not a very good decision they made.
No, sir. I don't think so.
I thought you had one of your better nights passing tonight. You just seemed to really be on. Did you feel it?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I had a lot of help from my O-line. They were making a lot of plays for me. You know, I had a lot of time. Yes, sir.
It's always good to give them credit, but in this case, this is a heck of a line. They get it done. And then you have kind of a wealth of receivers to throw to.
Yes, sir. Got a lot of really good athletes out there.
Is it almost to the point that you know if you can get it to them, they're going to catch it, and you just have that chemistry?
Yeah, that's the plan. Get it to them and let the athletes make plays.
Well, that seems to be working for this team this year. Semifinals, Jinx was ahead 35-21 last week.
Looks like 35-35 right now.
It's tied up at 35 now. So we could be playing Southmore, but would you rather be playing Jinx?
It doesn't matter who we play. You know, I think after each week, we just want to be 1-0.
Well, we had two losses this year. We could avenge one of them next week and the other one the final week. And that's what we have in mind.
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Grady, congratulations on another great night, and good luck next week in the semis.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Doc.
Too great.
All right, Doc Levins, thank you so much. And thank our player of the game, senior quarterback Grady Davenport, for an outstanding evening here. And, last week we were trying to get some update reports. Somebody just let us know that they think Jinx and Southmore are tied at 35. We can tell you that the other semifinal is set. Mustang has defeated Edmund Santa Fe 21-7, while Norman North, the game is not final yet, but they are dominating Westmore 42-27. Norman North, of course, ranked number 2 in the state, right behind undefeated Jinx. And Norman North is the team that handed Union their second loss of the season. We lost there at Norman North 30-27. So we're waiting to see if it's going to be a Union Jinx rematch or possibly a Union and Southmore. And again, we've heard unofficially the semifinal site could be Broken Arrow, but High School Stadium. We'll wait and see about that too. So Zach, got some final stats here for us to wrap things up.
Wrap up these yards. It looks like Cade Yeager on the opposite side there went 18 for 29, 212 yards. And three touchdowns for 212 overall, which is really kind of awesome because Davenport went 15 for 19 for 211 and three touchdowns. So the quarterbacks have an identical night. On the ground, though, is where the difference was made up. Shamari Brooks had another great night tonight. 27 carries, 166 yards, so right in line with what he's done all year. Came in with 144 yards on average with two touchdowns for tonight. So the Redskins tonight have 187 yards on the ground, 211 in the air for a total of 398, so a total of 400 yards, total offense. And what a great time Kyrie Richardson had tonight. Two touchdowns for 125 yards, and he hasn't been the guy all season, but tonight he shines really well. And the other side of the game was kind of just dominated by the defense. They really didn't put up a whole lot of yards, only 63 yards on the ground for 275 total. So the young Union Redskins dominate this evening.
40-24, Union beats Broken Arrow. We tell you our player of the game was senior quarterback Grady Davenport on the field, but up here on the booth had to be Jeff Johns.
Absolutely. He filled the shoes of his father really well.
Great for his dad here, engineering and doing stats and stuff. And again, with Richard Johns rehabbing from some surgery, wish him the very best. Hope he'll be with us next week. Hope you'll be with us, too, as the Union Redskins move on to the Oklahoma State 6A1 championship semifinal game next Friday night against the winner of the Jinx-Southmore game, still to be decided, and a site still to be determined. So stay tuned for that. We'll be with you next Friday night, though, to bring you more Redskins football as they make a drive for the state championship finals of Oklahoma. Well, now for Zach Jones and for Doc Blevins, for our studio engineer Mike Downing, this is Chris Lincoln saying thanks for joining us tonight as the Union Redskins win their 9th game of the season, head to the state semifinals by beating Broken Arrow 40-24. That's it from here. Have a good night and a good weekend, and happy Veterans Day, everyone.